Greetings and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies and theological reflections given by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Father Xavier Lavigetto, OP, pastor and director of the Catholic community. It is the 14th Sunday in Ordinary Time, and the readings are from Cycle C.
Many of you by now have realized that this Dominican has a great reverence for Jesuits. They even hired one. I admire their scholarship in scripture, science, spirituality, and so much more. But some of their provinces do something which both attracts me and frightens me. Father Bob tells me it's even done in Africa. They send their novices out to survive on their own for 1 month. No credit card, no car, just 20 bucks and a backpack. They have to survive on the kindness of strangers. For a short time, they radically live the gospel, today's gospel. They have to really trust God. That's cool. That's also scary. I think the same thing about getting exercise and treat it in the same way. I lay down until the temptation goes away. You know, it is amazing how much fear controls us. And Jesus was being real upfront when he said, "See, I am sending you out like lambs into the midst of wolves, carrying no purse, no bags, no sandals, etc." I'm not that brave. But it would be the lesson of a lifetime. Now, some of those novices positively hated it. While others had their eyes open, they saw human evil and misery, but also discovered human kindness and goodness. There is a liberation to be had in facing one's deepest insecurities. I think the greatest insecurity is to be alone, without resource, without others. To share only who you are. Every priest should have such an experience. We'd be much better for it. Actually, St. Dominic himself did it. He sent the novices out to preach two by two. One has to leave one's comfort zone if human hearts are to expand. So we'll call it a seminary of hard knocks. But there are two missionary journeys in Luke's gospel. Not one, two. In the first one, Jesus sent the 12. "Take nothing for your journey, no staff, no bag, no bread, nor money, not even an extra tunic." In the ancient world, in first century Israel, this is the stuff of madness. Traveling in the open country without a staff was an open invitation. Come and rob me. Traveling without bag, bread, or money made you utterly dependent on others. But you imagine what villagers would have thought when they saw this group. They would have thought them incredibly stupid. Or perhaps mad. Or maybe even a prophet. Because this is the kind of action a prophet would do. No wonder Jesus told them to seek out a peaceable person. But today is the second journey. He sends 70 disciples in pairs. Not the 12, but ordinary folk like you. Anyone here want to volunteer? Relax. Thank God we've tamed the gospel. And that's the problem. Let's be honest. We like our Stanford bubble, to live in the safe and secure. It's a tempting fantasy, but it doesn't engage life. The Christian life is an adventure, or it is nothing. Our second reading told us, neither does circumcision mean anything, nor does uncircumcision, but only a new creation. What's that mean? Those Galatians wanted to cling to certain parts of the old law because it would give them identity, security, and a gated religious community. Certainly undergoing circumcision meant you were serious, painfully serious. But Paul will have none of it. Oh, foolish Galatians. The task at hand is being a new creation, not an old relic. Jesus demands effort and adventure, risk and responsibility. There's a part of us that wants to go backwards, not forward. But safety is not always a safe path. Soren Kierkegaard reminds us, to dare is to lose one's footing momentarily. To not dare is to lose oneself. God is calling you, but it only remains a pipe dream if we delay response and responsibility. Take up God's dare. He sends you, the church, you're the church, out to the world. The number of 70 is not accidental here. It was Genesis' number of Gentile nations. Jesus' mission goes beyond Israel. Can you imagine the scandal for Jewish Christians? People being sent to the pagans. Jewish Christian conservatives would have been filled with rage, and they often attack Paul. How dare anyone say to them, the kingdom of God is at hand for you. Our church can make no claim on God's blessing and protection if we, the church, remain inert. Too often we hear the words, the harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for this harvest. As if it were an appeal for more priests and religious. Well, when Jesus said that, there were no priests and there were no religious. There was the 12 and the people who listened. I am firmly convinced that God has dried up priestly and religious vocations, but keep praying for them. Because he wants you to get on with your job. This is the age of the laity, but you have to willingly be God's new creation. Life has become very, very complicated. More and more expertise is needed. I won't begin to tell you what they don't teach us in seminary. What priests and religious don't know could fill libraries. But you have the information. You're the educated one. You have the experience, the expertise. God has planted in you gifts to help the church live as God's new creation in this time, in this place. Some may bemoan the travails of the church, but no, this is a glorious time because this is the time to make a difference. The harvest is abundant right now. But if you aren't bringing Christ into the workplace, among your friends and your family, the law courts, the classroom, who will? The laborers are few. The world needs your active participation, both as citizens, as members of the church. Yet there are some who are more than willing to defend the church, but that doesn't make us a new creation. More and more we need theologically astute, scripturally based laity who bring the wealth of human knowledge to the service of people. More and more we need the example and model of people living as God's new creation. So ask the master of the harvest to send laborers out for his harvest. I am convinced that God is always calling, inviting us to participate. Don't wait for Father so-and-so to organize it. You organize it. You volunteer. You reach out. You demand. Ask hard questions and demand thoughtful answers. There are saints and prophets among you. So will you roll up your sleeves and get to work? Yes, and you will see marvels. You will see marvels. If we had read further in the gospel, we'd have heard these words. Because they came back rejoicing because of all they had seen. Nevertheless, do not rejoice because the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice because your names are written in heaven. You are written in the palm of God's hand. You are His. Rejoice in your Abba. It's all about service. It's about letting Jesus touch others through you. So we live God's new creation. You live Jesus' love. So, a little challenge. If you want to step out of your comfort zone, give me your name and your email after Mass. They're in the tables in the back. What is God calling you to be as gift? And this even includes those who are here for a few weeks this summer. We need people to be readers, Eucharistic ministers. Don't wait for somebody else to do it. Be a gift yourself.
This has been a presentation of Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. Director Gary Glauber, with music by Albert Tommaso and Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at web.stanfordcatholic.org or visit our offices on the third floor of Old Union. Till next time, God bless you.